This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ginsburg will lie in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court today. Ginsburg died last Friday at 87. A private ceremony will be held this morning for Ginsburg's family, close friends, and members of the court, and a public viewing will be held from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. Eastern today, and from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. tomorrow. On Friday, her body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, making her the first woman to have ever been honored that way. The wife of the late Republican Senator John McCain is backing Joe Biden in November. Cindy McCain says the Democrat will stand up for American values, and though they never saw eye to eye on the issues in the past, she says Biden is honest and will lead the nation with dignity. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The U.S. has reached a sad milestone in the fight against COVID-19. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
It was January 21st when the first positive coronavirus case was identified on U.S. soil. Now, exactly 8 months into the pandemic, and the United States has hit 200,000 deaths from COVID-19. The rate of infections continues to rise nationwide. The average rate of new coronavirus cases has increased to about 40,000 per day.
Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is out of a German hospital after what experts say was an assassination attempt by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The activist fell ill on a flight from Siberia to Moscow in August, with the first reports being that he had drank poisoned tea, but it was later reported traces of a Soviet-era nerve agent were found in his system and in a water bottle inside a hotel room where he had stayed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Late NBA superstar Kobe Bryant's widow, Vanessa, is suing the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department over leaked photos of the helicopter crash scene after her husband and 13-year-old daughter and others were killed in that crash. The lawsuit claiming that no fewer than 8 sheriff's deputies at the site pulled out their personal cell phones and snapped photos of the dead children, parents, and coaches. The lawsuit alleges that Sheriff Alex Villanueva attempted to then cover up the situation by telling deputies if they deleted the images, they would not face discipline. Federal agents in Chicago want to hear from any underage girls or boys who might be victims of Netflix Cheers star Jerry Harris. People can go on a Seeking Victim Information webpage specifically created to gather evidence in Harris's case to identify any minors who may have had inappropriate contact with him. Authorities say the victims may have used Snapchat or Instagram to communicate with Harris at cheer competitions. The 21-year-old actor is accused of coercing minors to send him nude photos and videos. He is also accused of soliciting sex from boys as young as 13. And for the 8th year in a row, the L.A. Dodgers are the National League Western champions. The Dodgers also clinching the top seed in the postseason, I should say. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. And James Herson, New York Times best-selling author and media analyst, joins us as well. Mr. James, just when we thought things were getting boring, huh?
Yeah, right. 2020, I think somebody created a meme. They showed the Time Person of the Year for 2020 was the character Mayhem.
Yes, exactly.
The Allstate commercials.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're definitely in political mayhem. And what we're witnessing is a left-wing Democrat meltdown where we're seeing people call for all stops to be pulled out, all kinds of amoral, criminal, and misuse of politics. They're calling to burn things down, to riot, to loot. Pelosi's talking about misusing the impeachment to tie up the Senate, all this stuff. When we're talking about a constitutional principle again.
Oh, yeah, right. And, well, that Constitution thing, right?
Yeah, that Constitution thing. The one that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, God, you know, rest her soul, called flimsy. She was definitely not a fan of the Constitution, and in her own words, and in her own actions, by the way, as an activist.
Well, even to her last breath, I mean, I thought, you know, I didn't hear a transcription, but I tell you, initially, when I heard that she had passed, and I started seeing the Democrats' heads exploding over this whole deal, I'm going, well, can you let her just, like, have a moment of peace before you turn this into all kinds of political mayhem, as you say? And, nope, they couldn't help themselves, and then the granddaughter comes out with a statement that her, you know, last words were something about wait until the next president gets elected before you fill my seat. I mean, of all things that she could have said, I mean, that's kind of like her dying words before she parts this earth after all that she's done, you know, whether or not you like it or don't.
Yeah, I'm surprised that her dying wishes weren't for also mail-in voting,
yes,
ballot harvesting, a raise in the minimum wage,
and Joe Biden,
open border,
and Joe Biden, and vote for Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, I
hate to be cynical, but when some of these Democrat politicians, some of the most unctuous, greasy liars, came out repeating that statement a little too quick.
Yes.
I think that was a Democrat stunt, just like a whole bunch of stunts that we're going to see in the next 4 weeks. And we expected, you know, I guess this kind of eclipses any October surprise they could come up with.
Exactly. Well, James, you're a constitutional attorney. I mean, tell me, where does it say in the Constitution that a Supreme Court justice gets a dying wish?
No, obviously it doesn't say that. That's a stunt because Democrats, and look, this is a Democrat Party without principle. They've proven it. This is the same Democrat Party that used government surveillance to spy on an opposing candidate, to continue to spy on that candidate when he became president. This is a party that has worked together to leak, to create hoaxes, to try to impeach the president with a hoax. And we're going to believe that if they were in power, oh, they would honor someone's dying wish. They would not do their constitutional duty. I mean, it's absurd.
Yes.
They are accusing the Republicans of hypocrisy, and they can't.
Yes.
They can't do it.
Right.
And anyway, McConnell's statement, if we go back to the actual statements he made in 2016, he was talking about when political powers divided, when there's a president of a different party. That's not the case here.
Right.
We have a party that the American people decided to give control of the Senate to. That's the Republicans. And give the control of the White House to. That is President Trump. And therefore, he's got to go out. So the thing that's going to decide this is how many rhinos who are in the Senate are going to be intimidated, mm-hmm. are going to try to seek the spotlight and be traitorous.
Right.
Like we know that Lisa Murkowski is.
Well, you knew that right off the bat. You know she was going to go. Yeah, Romney is precarious. Collins maybe vulnerable, but that might also play into the reason why Mitch McConnell might want to get everything done and then hold off the final vote until after the election. But the problem you have is that, if for some reason this thing, and we're talking about the election, gets tied up and goes to the Supreme Court, we want 9 justices there to be able to vote, not 8, do we?
Well, that is the unique additional propulsion, if you will, to make this go through.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that Democrats have already announced that they intend to create chaos. I mentioned the mail-in voting, the ballot harvesting. What they want, they've hired hundreds of lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard reports saying as much as 800 lawyers.
Wow.
To go out and litigate. We've had experts, we've had people write columns, including Dick Morris, saying, yes, the Supreme Court is going to decide this. And we do not, as a country, want to have a potential of a tie vote in the Supreme Court. Because that, when we talk about constitutional crises, this would be a constitutional crisis on steroids.
Exactly.
This would be something that we've never contemplated. So, yeah, we got to have an odd number of judges. We've got to have the full 9, and the president's got to do everything in his power, and the Senate do their duty and get 9 in, because there is a, it's not that it's probable, but there is a good possibility that the Supreme Court will play a role in the upcoming elections. And even if it's not the presidency, we know that these local races, that the mail-in balloting has made them a mess already in the primaries, and we're going to have all kinds of things that are not going to be decided for days after official election day.
And speaking of mail-in ballot, were you surprised by Representative Tulsi Gabbard's announcement to ban ballot harvesting? I think it's brilliant. We'll get into more detail in the next segment, but I want you to start to touch on that right now.
Well, yeah. Tulsi Gabbard, who seems to be the only Democrat left in elected office who seems to have a conscience, has come up with legislation. She's got a Republican co-sponsor, and the legislation seeks to stop the ballot harvesting, which we've talked about a little bit on your show in the past, which is, in fact, something that undermines the ability to have free and fair elections. And the people that push it are one side of the political spectrum. It's the left.
Exactly.
And they push it as in tandem with mail-in voting, because those two things mean the end of representative democracy in America.
Exactly. We've got to go to break, and we've got more from James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, right here. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're talking with James Herson. James, before we went to break, we were talking about mail-in balloting. The former Attorney General, Eric Holder, who is... I don't know. I mean, I scratch my head every time he talks because his lack of connectivity with reality is beyond me. He tells us that there's no such thing as voter fraud. He says mail-in voting, not a problem whatsoever. I mean, he continues to blatantly lie and ignore the facts, like people are getting arrested and spending time in jail for voter fraud. We see all these discrepancies that are going on, even the state of Washington they admitted that it took them a number of years to get through the learning curve to be as efficient as they are, and to expect the other states to fall in line in the age of COVID and not drag the election process out further and leave us vulnerable to any kind of fraud is delusional.
Yeah, no. I mean, we see this kind of lying, and we've seen it literally for years and years on the subject of voter ID.
Yes.
We see people trying to characterize this very reasonable, rational idea of having identification, which you have to have in order to get on a plane, in order to drive your car, in order to go get a fishing license, for goodness sake, in order to buy medicine. You have to have it for everything. But somehow people like Eric Holder say that this is, quote, voter suppression.
Yes.
They use this word suppression. If there's anything that's non-existent in this country, it's voter suppression.
Mm-hmm.
And they say voter fraud is non-existent.
Yes.
Voter fraud is rampant. There's example after example of not only voter fraud being reported, but being prosecuted successfully.
Exactly.
So that is a Democrat lie, and it is the Democrat Party that is seeking this universal mail-in voting and ballot harvesting. Let's first say what we're talking about when we say ballot harvesting. What there was a noble idea that if somebody needed help, someone was in the hospital, someone's in a nursing home, and knew what they were doing, that they could have a family member, a caregiver, someone that they could say under penalty of perjury now would help them deliver the ballot. That has been perverted into not only allowing not a caregiver, but a paid, partisan, political operative of the Democrat Party, which is who's been practicing this, to go out and collect an unlimited number of ballots from vulnerable people and do so after Election Day, sometimes days after Election Day, sometimes weeks after Election Day, depending on the state. And in the case of the recent legislation in Nevada, they can sign the ballot.
Yes, exactly.
On behalf of someone who may or may not exist. So this is a blueprint. This is a roadmap for Democrats to cheat after they know how many votes they need to close the gap. They run out. Where do they go? These paid operatives. They go to the same aforementioned nursing homes, hospice centers, hospitals, mental institutions, prisons. They go to places where people who are not here in the country legally live.
Yeah, exactly.
They seek illegal votes. They practice duress and coercion to take away people's right to vote. They also take away the secret ballot that is supposed to be part of our election because they can see all the ballots. And what's to stop these operatives from throwing away? Let's say they see a vote for Trump and they're being paid by the Democrat Party. What's to stop them from trashing the Trump votes?
Yeah, what's the likelihood that it's happened? That's the thing. And the fact that you even bring the question up, and we know anecdotally, James, what I heard in Southern California the last time, because leading into that, remember, it was Jerry Brown that made sure all illegals got a driver's license, right? And then following after they got the driver's license, that is what the state used in which to send ballots. So they sent ballots to anybody that had a driver's license. Well, an illegal immigrant is in the country, gets a knock on the door and said, hey, did you vote? Because they know, these operatives know where the ballots went. and they know that this is a spurious ballot. But the people that get it, they don't know. All they think, well, maybe it might be right. You know, I got a ballot here. Maybe I'm supposed to vote. I don't know. And the operative comes to the door, captures that vote, and that's another one of those ballots that end up suppressing, because suppression works in all kinds of angles. In which you were saying is that anything that suppresses or cancels a legal vote is suppression. And going back to what we said earlier at BillMartinezLive.com, we've got a link there to the Heritage Foundation, which has done a great job in staying on top of election fraud cases. Just click on it right there at Bill Martinez Live, and you will see the plethora of fraud cases that are before the courts and that have happened here in the United States in the face of what Eric Holder would want us to believe does not exist.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why Tulsi Gabbard deserves a lot of credit. She has the election. This is the title of her legislation is Election Fraud Prevention Act.
Yes.
The Election Fraud Prevention Act. I guess Tulsi didn't get the memo from the Democrats that says there's no such thing as voter fraud. And look, and she's got a co-sponsor from Illinois.
Yeah. Rodney Davis.
Rodney Davis. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'd love to see this thing go through. What it does is it deprives states who allow ballot harvesting of federal funds. In the case of Nevada, I mentioned, similar to California that passed this, they passed it in a night session on a party line vote, tried to limit as much as they could the media's involvement. In California, in the midterm elections, 10 Republican members of the House who were declared winners.
Mm-hmm.
In the days following the election, all of a sudden it reversed.
When did they come up to your point? Like 30,000 votes? All of a sudden they went to the U-Haul, opened up the back, and said, okay, we need about 30,000 votes. You know, let's grab them out of this pile and that pile, and there's another U-Haul over there. Or, no, somebody's got a Toyota Camry in their back in the trunk of their car. They've got about 10,000 votes. Let's just pull all these together, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, see, you know, this is the whole thing. I mean, we used to have an election day. We used to have where we were required to vote on that day so we knew what the results were. Then we changed and we have now early voting. Then we have late voting where they're counting the ballots afterwards. Now, in the Michigan Supreme Court just allowed extra days to count mail-in ballots and extended the postmark time. And it's gotten so utterly ridiculous. But which party has pushed all of these things that dilute the integrity of the vote? The Democrat Party. And the same reason that the Democrat Party's upset about the Supreme Court. Because what the Democrat Party stands for are policies that the American people don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way they can get those policies in is by having activist judges on courts and by cheating on elections, because their policy list is all kinds of things that are not popular. How could a party come out and say, we're campaigning on a national lockdown?
Right.
We're campaigning on national mask mandates. We're campaigning on massive spending, tax increases, open borders. All of those things the American people do not want in large numbers. Defunding the police? Are you kidding me? The African-American community is against that in numbers that are staggering, more than 80%.
James Hurston, best-selling author, media and legal analyst right here with us. James, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. Let's make those heads spin like tops.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose at the U.S. Supreme Court today. Ginsburg died last Friday at 87. A private ceremony will be held this morning for Ginsburg's family, close friends, and members of the court, and a public viewing will be held from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. Eastern today, and from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. tomorrow. On Friday, her body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, making her the first woman to have ever been honored that way. The wife of the late Republican Senator John McCain is backing Joe Biden in November. Cindy McCain says the Democrat will stand up for American values, and though they never saw eye to eye on the issues in the past, she says Biden is honest and will lead the nation with dignity. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And Bill Pasco, TPP's man in Washington, Tea Party Patriots Citizen Fund political director, joins us now. Hey, Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Plenty of things to talk about, but let's beat in a bit on the president's nominees. He already said that probably Friday, maybe Saturday, he will make the announcement of his nominee for the Supreme Court.
And it sounds good. The president's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. This, there's nothing out of the ordinary about this. We've got a vacancy on the Supreme Court. The Constitution says in that case the president shall nominate. It doesn't say the president may nominate. It doesn't say the president could nominate. It says the president shall nominate. That's an imperative verb.
Exactly.
And then it says the Senate will provide advice and consent. So there's nothing out of the ordinary here. The left is going crazy. They go crazy every time there's an opening on the court because to them it all comes down to one thing. It's about abortion.
Yeah, Roe v. Wade. Yep, exactly.
That's exactly right. And here's the oddball thing. I don't know how many of your listeners remember, but the curious irony of history is that the Roe v. Wade decision, which established a woman's right to an abortion at any time in a pregnancy, was written by Harry Blackmun, who was a justice who was appointed to the court by a Republican president, Richard Nixon. It was a Nixon appointee who wrote the abortion ruling. So this notion, Democrats are always scared that a Republican president is going to appoint another justice of the Supreme Court who's going to vote to overturn the Roe v. Wade ruling. And yet the fact of the matter is, every time a Democrat president, certainly during my lifetime, every time a Democrat president makes a nomination to the court, that nominee, that justice, stays firmly tied to the left.
Exactly.
Democrats bat 1,000%. They bat 1,000% when they make these nominations. Republicans, they bat about 500. Ronald Reagan made four appointments to the court. Two of them were good, solid conservatives. Two of them were not good, solid conservatives. George Herbert Walker Bush made two appointments to the court. One of them, Clarence Thomas, great, solid conservative justice ever since he got to the court. The other one, David Souter, not so much. George W. Bush made a couple of nominations to the Supreme Court. Chief Justice John Roberts is a George W. Bush appointee. He votes with the left frequently.
Right.
The other one, Samuel Alito, good, rock-solid constitutional conservative. So Republicans bat about 500 when it comes to choosing their Supreme Court nominees. Let's hope that President Trump gets it right this time. I think he will. The ones that we're talking about, Amy Coney Barrett and Barbara Lagoa, they seem to be pretty solid conservatives. Certainly Barrett is. She's been vetted many times. A lot of people have been hoping that that she'll be the nominee. We'll see.
Well, she's been a repeated
list.
Yeah, she's been a repeated consideration. Some heat. People recall, you know, the interview or at least the statements from Dianne Feinstein. You know, forget that Feinstein, you know, is Jewish, and I imagine some of her worldview is influenced by her faith, and why she would bring that up about a Catholic. But I thought that that she had responded very appropriately, you know, to that challenge. So I've been a strong proponent of her from day one. Lagoa is relatively new. I mean, she's been around for a long time, but what a compelling story she has. I think that, you know, given the options, well, their heads are going to explode either way. It doesn't matter, but Lagoa is going to be a tough challenge for them if they get too carried away.
I think you're absolutely right. She's the daughter of Cuban immigrants who fled Castro. She understands what freedom is all about. She understands that the Constitution is a document that was written at a time and by people who were determined to ensure that this new idea that our rights inhere in us as individuals. We don't have to depend on government to give us those rights. In fact, the Constitution is a limiting document. The Constitution is all about the limitations on what government may do. Think of the structure of the language of the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law. Those are the opening five words of the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. It's not a positive document. It's a negative document. It's a limiting document. It says Congress shall make no law establishing. And she understands that the larger government gets, the smaller individual liberty becomes.
Exactly.
So the Constitution is all about limiting the government. She understands that, given her unique background. What's interesting is I think a Barbara Lagoa pick politically wouldn't just help in the state of Florida, although it would, clearly, and that's crucial. Florida is the biggest swing state in any presidential election, has been for quite some time. So politically, it would help in Florida. It would also help in Arizona and Nevada, which also have very large populations of Hispanics.
Exactly.
So, politically, that's the advantage of the Lagoa pick politically. There is an advantage politically to a Barrett pick, though, and that is Catholics in the upper Midwest. There are an awful lot of Catholics in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, particularly Pennsylvania. So either way, politically, I think the president is going to do well if he chooses one of those two. There are a couple others that are said to be under consideration. I don't know how seriously they're said to be under consideration. I think we're probably going to. I think it's probably come down to either Barrett or Lagoa at
this
point.
Yes.
I think either one of those is going to do very, very well.
I agree. Regarding the initial question of, you know, who was going to, you know, line up here if we were going to get agreement from the Republican Party because of all the hysteria and emotions the Democrats were throwing out there regarding this pick. And here we are 42 days now away from the election. Of course, the election already underway. And it's not like we elect a president for only 3 years and 10 months. I mean, it's a 4-year cycle, right? And just as you said, it was really clear, but initially we knew that Murkowski was going to be dubious. Collins, because of the fight that she's in a precarious spot. So you're going to go, and then of course also Mitt Romney was in the clouds in terms of where would he side. And yesterday he made it clear that he's siding with the Constitution. And so at this point, right now, the Democrats pretty much accepting the fact that Republicans have the numbers. And this decision, this choice has to be made, and I've maintained from day one, because of the complication of mail-in voting, the possibility that the decision on this election could go to the Supreme Court. If that's the case, we need all nine justices seated, don't we?
Oh, you're absolutely right. Let's remember, it was 20 years ago that a presidential election was decided by the Supreme Court on the basis of 537 votes in Florida. That was just one state.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine if, let's say they don't confirm a nominee to replace Justice Ginsburg before the election. And so we go into the election cycle and we've got an 8-member court. And let's say that that legal challenges begin to flow from states all over the country because of what you say, the mail-in balloting. And what district court judges are doing to extend the acceptance of mailed-in ballots. We're seeing in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan now, there are judges who have issued rulings saying that we can accept a ballot up to 2 weeks after Election Day. For goodness sake, 2 weeks after Election Day? Does that mean we're not going to know the outcome of the race in Pennsylvania for at least 2 weeks beyond Election Day? Well, anyway, let's say we get legal challenges and they come up. Remember, the rule is that when a lower court, when a circuit court of appeals makes a ruling and it gets appealed to the Supreme Court, if the Supreme Court comes back with a tie, if it's a 4-4 vote, then the lower court ruling stands.
Yes, exactly.
And we got circuit court judges all over the country who could issue different rulings. And if they all go to the Supreme Court and they come back with a 4-4 tie, then we're going to get different rulings in different parts of the country. We'll have an unequal application of justice, and that's just chaos. We've got to get somebody confirmed before the election takes place.
Well, Bill, I think it is a fait accompli. I believe the Democrats are reluctantly accepting it because the numbers are against them. Even the talking heads on the Democratic side and the progressive side are realizing that Donald Trump's nomination will go forward. And regardless of the antics, even Schumer trying to, you know, delay an important election hearing, this is quite revealing. Bill Pascoe, thank you for being with us.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Jonathan Kahn joins us, the author of Harbinger 2, The Return. He's back. And, Jonathan, first let me say congratulations on the new release.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for doing it, you know, for introducing people to it, Bill. It's gone out, The Harbinger 2, and by God's grace, it's been the top 10 of all books. So I'm very blessed. Just pray God has his way with it.
Well, it's there's so much revelation. Again, it reconfirms that, you know, God is not a passive participant in his creation, is he?
Yeah, no, he is alive and well. and alive and well and moving and in our midst. And if we don't realize that we are right now living in such biblical, dramatic times, you know, we will never see it. So we need to know, and we need to be, all of us, we need to hear and see the signs of the times.
Exactly. And because God is moving, it is so critical, as you and I discussed in our earlier conversations, that we sync up with God and his intent and his time. And the time would appear to be now that we need to respond to God's hand. And where are we? Where is America? Where is the world? And to that question, let's talk about the return, the National and Global Day of Prayer and Repentance, which is coming up on September 25th and 26th.
Yeah, well, that goes, it kind of bridges what we talked about last time with the Harbinger 2 into this, because where we are, you know, in this template is America's been racing away from God, and we all know it. And the template of, you know, of the biblical pattern of this is that there is a window of time given. There's first a shaking of the nation, a strike on the land. That was our 9/11. Then there's this window of time. And that window of for to come back to the Lord, or to head to judgment. And there's always been a danger. I always, as you know, we talked about, I always had a sense about 2020, and partially, first of all, because it's part of the mystery, there is actually a timing to it, and that there's the danger of this window ending. And the right now we have an election coming up that's going to decide the future of America in many ways. And at the same time, the sign of the window ending is the shakings that come upon the nation. So we are in this all now. We set the return, you know, before all this happens, you know, and the thing is that actually, if you read in the original book, The Harbinger, it says, hey, there's this one word, and the one word is return, you know, so it's calling the Second Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their evil. praise. I'll hear from heaven. I'll forgive his sin, and I will heal their land. So all this, that's what the return is. We're at a critical moment. If we don't come back now, if we don't rise to that scripture now, we may pass the point of no return. You know, because exactly. We've already, even if there was no shaking, even if there was no election, the where America has been heading, you know, number one, is tells us we're at a critical moment. And the thing is that if we don't do something, if we don't take God at his word, we may just be relegating this to darkness. And so, and, you know, with this election as well, which way is this going to go? But ultimately, it's not an election that's going to save us. It's going to be revival. So this yes. is to come before the Lord. The return is the National and Global Day of Prayer and Repentance on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., when it gathers a sacred assembly, according to Joel 2, you know, to come before the Lord. We're going to even open up with trumpets and the sound, and but to repent for our sins, the church first, and then we'll intercede for America. Then we'll have prayers from all over the nations. We'll, of course, have worship. I'll be giving a prophetic word to America, and we'll be coming before the Lord for him to move as he will. So it's going to be a sacred time, and it starts at, well, there's going to be a night before September 25th, a special thing that starts, I believe, I don't know, 7 to 9 or something. It's on the site. And then the main day is going to start at 9 a.m. by the Washington Monument, and all day to 5 p.m. And then from 6 to 9, there'll be a celebration, a night worship and praise. You know, so that's what's happening. But if people can't make it there, they can't make it to Washington, it's okay. We're gonna be simulcasting and streaming on web, online, on television, all over. So you can take part. The main thing is make it. Doesn't matter. Set that day, September 26th, exactly. Saturday, as a day of prayer and repentance for the church, for America, for the world.
Jonathan, I've been telling people even now, this is a time for fasting in preparation for this time.
Yes.
And by the way, real quick, you can go to thereturn.org and get the lineup and really take a look at all the different speakers that are going to be there. Be in prayer for the speakers, in yes. prayer for everybody in attendance there at the mall in Washington, D.C. We've got people coming from all over the country, even people around the world coming there because they believe and sensing that this is a, as you say, Jonathan, a sacred day and a day that's been set aside for us to come together as nations, as citizens of heaven, to call out to God and first repent. And with that repentance, God says that he will hear from heaven and heal our land, and we will be revived if it is his will right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it is a promise from God. And I have literally seen this, one is I've seen it in my lifetime once, and then I then it happened once, at least once in the history of America, very powerfully, where this happened, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14, and actually at the end of the Harbinger 2, it goes to hope and showing how this can. And the thing, one was Abraham Lincoln, and at the depth of the Civil War, when it looked like America could have ended as we know it, he calls for a day of prayer and repentance and humbling, you know, before the Lord. And when I looked at it, you know, the very next day is when things began to turn for America. Literally yes. saved America. Another was 4 years ago when I was a new believer, Bill, and I was on the National Mall, and things were falling apart. You know, I was the Carter presidency, it was inflation, it was gas lines, it was hostages in Iran, and just hopelessness over America. It looked like it was falling. And we prayed in 2 Chronicles 7:14, a sacred gathering, and literally we saw God turn around, and a month later Reagan is standing right in that same place with his hand on the Bible, and things yes. turn around, and his hand was on the scripture, and the scripture was, if my people who are called by my name on the other land. I mean, it's amazing. And one thing you mentioned, you said, like, a day appointed. We didn't know this, Bill, if you and I had talked a few weeks ago about the return, I wouldn't be able to tell you this, because we didn't realize this. I only found out afterwards, and that is that day, September 26th, and actually starting even that Friday night, is actually a sacred day on the biblical calendar, and it's called Shabbat Shuvah. And Shabbat means the Sabbath, but yes. that's the time. But Shuvah means the return. And so we had no idea, and the thing is that it's a time of appointed for the return of a nation. And one of the scriptures that is appointed for that day, and it's going to be read all over the world in the synagogues of Israel, you know, of Jewish people, they're going to open the schools, is Joel 2, which says, consecrate a solemn assembly before the Lord, plead with the Lord on behalf of the nation. Come, repent, and that he will pour out his rains and restore to you the years the locusts have eaten.
Jonathan, I said earlier, and I didn't want to stretch people's theology or understanding here, we know that it is God's will that we repent and we come back to him. And he's clear that if we come back to him, he will come back to us. When I said if it's his will, I'm just saying in terms of human understanding, because as we know, God's will may not be necessarily the way that we would see things, but his will be done. There's no doubt about it, right?
Yes, I think that's really good that you said that. Yeah. Yeah, it's not, you know, there are people who preach, you know, everything's going to be great and we just pray and everything's going to be great. Yeah, listen, the Lord's will is that all should come to repentance. That's in the scripture. At the same time, you know, can we say, listen, God's ways are higher than ours. And when people have asked me, and this goes with the Harbinger too, as well, that when they ask me, what do you believe is coming? Is going to be, you know, calamity, judgment for America, or we're going to have revival. And I've often been led to say this for years, that you know what, it can be both. There can be shakings and there can be revival. There can be hard times and darkness and light at the same time. And so we're going to be praying more than anything for revival. You know, we're not praying that everything, we will pray for God, all his blessings, but we're praying for more than that. You know, we could have a good economy and we could be going to hell, through that. So the point is, we need to be praying for revival, and I believe that is his will no matter what. And whoever will come, we all have a choice, whoever will come, but I believe the Bible speaks about the gospel will go to all nations, and also he'll pour out his spirit, even in the end times with all the evil going on. So I believe it can be that, Bill, and that's correct. But his will is salvation and revival. So one way or the other, it comes easy or it comes hard. That's what we're going to be coming before the Lord for.
And you make such a critical point in this, and I hope the listeners are catching this. When you talk about revival, it is a surrendering to God's intent and God's agenda. Man's intent, America's agenda, that is set aside. Political forces are set aside. We're yielding to a sovereign God when we come to repentance, are we not?
Yes, and that's something, Bill, that you're bringing out things that often most people and even preachers do not bring out. It is surrender, absolutely, and what God has. And the thing is that, if you remember after 9/11, everybody was talking, God bless America, God bless America, God bless America, and people were flocking to churches, and it looked like there could have been a revival. It lasted for 3 weeks. And the reason is there was no repentance. And without repentance, there can be no revival. And so instead of getting better, after 9/11, we got worse. America went raced away from God because there was no repentance. Well, the thing is that, and repentance is surrender to God's will. If you don't, if you're not changing your course before God, your heart, your course, your outcome is not going to change. And that's true for a nation too. So it absolutely is crucial. That's why it's not just called the National Day of Prayer or Global Day of Prayer. It's prayer and repentance. In Hebrew, the word for return, as we said, Shuvah, is also the same word in the Bible for repentance, because repentance is return. So absolutely, and I'm saying this not only for America, but everybody listening. If you want the blessings of God, there has to be repentance and return. Whatever is not in his will, get in his will. And that's where the blessings of God are. And that's where we're going to start out, praying, repenting for the church.
Yes, amen. He is the New York Times bestselling author. His newest book, The Harbinger 2. You can go to theharbingerreturns.com for more information on the book. Jonathan Kahn, you're always a blessing. I appreciate it. Thank you. Take care.
My blessing. Thank you, Bill.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented made in